Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here's your host, Dr. Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director of CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thanks for listening to Telling Future Generations. Well, today in our radio program, we have three special guests. We have Hannah Hostetler, Violet Hennick, and Samuel Forseth, and they all serve as our CF summer missionaries, and they're all very special because they are returning summer missionaries. That means they've been doing this for at least three summers or more. So, hey, guys, so glad you're here today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. And I just want to give full disclosure to our radio listening audience that I do not know these people at all. And that's not correct. I know them very, very well. Samuel is my son, and Hannah Hostetler, she's actually the daughter of Nelson, who works here at the radio station. And Jill Hostetler, her mom, she's my assistant state director. And Violet, she's the daughter of Corey and Elizabeth Hennick. And Elizabeth, her mom, also worked for me at CEF as my executive assistant. But I want to give full disclosure because this is not about nepotism or anything crazy like that. It's because all three of these students have done just a wonderful job through the years. And I just want them to share their story of why they do what they do. In fact, I think, if I remember correctly, all three of you started as junior summer missionaries, I think, the same year together. Is that correct?
Yes, we all did.
Yep, I think you did. And that was back when Savannah was, I think, leading our junior summer missionary track. So tell us about that, Violet. Why don't you go ahead and tell us, what was that like being a junior summer missionary? I know that was like way back. Was that 2020 or something, 2021? But what was that like being a junior summer missionary?
I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed Savannah and the way that she taught us. It made me feel very comfortable with what we were doing. And I enjoyed easing into teaching five-day clubs. And just only doing a couple things at the beginning, but then learning more as it went on.
And if you guys, when you were doing it, weren't you like doing mostly like the missionary stories? And you were doing like some skits and stuff too, weren't you?
Yes, yeah. We were.
Okay. What did you like about that, Samuel, when you were a junior missionary? I mean, I know that's been several years ago, mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I really enjoy the skits. The children really love that. Get some more interaction there and just really connect with the kids, which was really nice to do, along with the missionary story. I really enjoyed teaching that, and the kids just love it. So
okay. Well, that was a good way of entry, and then you guys came back again, and that was your first year. So let's fast forward to now, like, you know, 3 years later when we had our combined train school, which actually was 4 years since the time from 2019 to when we're all back together again. So what did you guys think about that? Because before, you know, in the past, as our missionaries, you were just doing the training at our state office with just you guys. But then now you're meeting these people from all around the state. So what did you think about that? Did you like that?
I liked it all together a lot better because we got to meet other summer missionaries from all around the state and just connect with other people that are doing the same job as us.
Okay. All right. What about the rest of you?
Yeah, it was just really great to, like, actually have teachers teaching us, because before we had just, like, we watched videos.
Oh, yes.
And it was just really good to, like, connect with, like, the people that we watched, like, teaching us, like, before in the training.
And you weren't just in the basement the whole time. You actually got to go out. And then, Samuel, I was thinking about you.
So, yeah, I really enjoyed the train school at Camp Good News much better. Like they were saying, Violet and Hannah, we got to meet people from all around the state. So it wasn't just us isolated in the basement of, like, the office. We got to actually realize that there's more people out there doing the same thing we are doing, and it was so much nicer.
Yes, and I think in between every class, I saw my son Samuel out there playing Nine Square or whatever those different games were. So it's like it made a beeline, and I think everybody was like, but that was good, right? So even if you only had 10 minutes, go out there and just blow off some steam and everything. So you guys are now right in the middle of your summer ministry. So Hannah, I was thinking about you. If someone was saying, you know, what is a five-day club, what would you tell them what is a five-day club? Because maybe we forgot to mention that in this interview that you guys teach five-day clubs. So the whole purpose of this training is to equip you to go out and do these backyard Bible clubs. So what is a five-day club, Hannah?
Well, a five-day club is, like you said, a backyard Bible club. And so we have a Bible lesson, and we have a memory verse, and we have, like, some skits, and we have a missionary story.
Like you were saying, yeah, we do skits, Bible lesson, all those fun things. We'll do games with the kids before it starts, get some of their excess energy out. We do a lot of fun things during five-day club. I really enjoy the missionary story as well.
Okay. And so you guys do these Friday clubs, these backyard Bible clubs, like Hannah and you were saying, and you do this all over the place. In fact, where are some different places that you've been? And actually, some of you, you've been traveling too. So where are these Friday clubs at?
Well, most of them that we have are in the greater Peoria area, but we have gone all around. Like, we've gone to Pekin and Bloomington and just around a little bit everywhere.
Okay. And I think that all three of you will have been traveling, not just here in Peoria, but I think Violet, you go next week, don't you?
Yes, I go next week, and I'm really excited.
Okay, and you're going over to the Gateway over by the East St. Louis side, Alton, different things. So
yes.
That's great. In fact, I know they're working on your clubs right now, so that'd be wonderful. And Hannah, I think you went to Southern Illinois, didn't you? You went down there with Jesse, and you taught some clubs down there. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Did you like that?
Yes, I did. It was really great to be able to travel to a different place I haven't really been before. So.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. And then Samuel, you just got back from Rockford.
That's right. I was just there last week, and we had two great clubs there. They were both at churches, so we were kind of doing their VBS for them. It was really fun. We had great kids there, and it went really well, and I really enjoyed it.
You guys have been doing Friday clubs for so long, but I want to know, you know, yes, all three of you, you have parents involved in CEF, but why do you keep coming back? Like, you have nothing else to do, or why do you do what you do? What about you, Violet? What would you say?
Well, I think it is a great way to just get out into the community and to spread the gospel with the kids in our area. And it's really puts in perspective being a missionary just where you are, because you don't have to go very far to tell kids about Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what about you, Hannah? You know, you've been doing this a long time. And why do you do what you do?
Yeah, I would just say that I think it's just a great way to just share the gospel with kids. It's like the best way that I know how.
Okay. So of all the things in the Friday Club, Samuel, what would you say is your favorite part? Would you say the skits, or what would you say?
Well, I really enjoy game time with the kids. I mean, it's not about the games, but like really like connecting with the kids through the games and like the hangout time afterwards and the snacks. But just like being able to talk to the kids and really like get to know them better.
Okay. Well, there's so much things that we could be talking about, but I was thinking about beyond the summer ministry, and also I want to say to thank you to each of you, because you guys do a wonderful job. And we hear back from the hostess that, you know, had the Friday clubs in their home, and they even filled out evaluations. And I would tell you, all three of you guys are like, they really appreciate not only the children, but the host homes. They really appreciate you. So I just want to thank you for all that you're doing and serving the Lord, first and foremost. But I was thinking, beyond, you know, the summertime, have you found that maybe this training that you've received through CF that has helped you in other areas of your life, like maybe other ministries or missions trips you've been able? I mean, have you been using the training that you're doing this and what you're doing in the ministry in the summer, have you seen that be able to be used in other areas? Or even like with other people, or even with your youth group? Violet, you have any thoughts about that?
Yes. One thing that CEF has really taught me well is the wordless book and using that to spread the gospel. And I was just able to use it on my last mission trip down to the Dominican Republic, and it was great to see how the kids responded to all the different colors and their meanings.
Oh, wonderful. I didn't know that. So you guys use it down there?
Yes, we made wordless book bracelets with all of the kids at a VBS.
Okay, well, that is great. I'm glad to hear that. Mm-hmm. And Hannah, I was thinking about you, because I think your mom told me that you were at a youth group or something, and you had an opportunity to share with, you know, some people at the youth group about what you learned in CEF.
Our youth group leader had us practice sharing the gospel with other people in our youth group. And so it really, like working with CEF really just helped me to share it smoothly.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. So in other words, like when you're practicing the gospel, you're like, oh, I already know how to do that. So what about you, Samuel? Any other ways you've been able to apply what you've learned at CEF in other situations?
Mm-hmm. So I've had people ask me, like Violet was saying, about the wordless book, like ask me about the wordless book and or like the bracelet that I wear on my wrist. And I was able to like share with them like what that means, the story behind it, and how it shares the gospel. And another time at school, I go to a Christian school, pure Christian school. And in Bible,
and Violet does too.
Yeah, and Violet does
yes.
too. And in Bible class one time, our Bible teacher like was going over with us like how to share the gospel. And they use like the Romans Road, which is another great way, but I could tell that I really had like an advantage over like all the other people in my class, like a deeper understanding of it. And like, it was much easier for me.
Because of the training in CF.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's wonderful. You know, you guys have probably so many stories, but I just got to ask you this question is, and just real quick, I just want to ask you each this is, have you seen God not only work through you this summer, but also what has God done in your life? How has God worked in you and through you this summer? What would you say?
Well, I think it's a really good way to help me stay in the Word and constantly looking at different Bible verses, but it's good to understand it in a deeper way so we can really get across the message to the kids so that they can fully understand what Christ has done for them.
Okay. That's wonderful. What about you, Hannah? What would you say? What have you seen how God has used this opportunity serving with CF to work both in you and through you?
Yeah, I would just say that working at CF this summer, it's really just helped me to get back into the habit of reading God's Word and just teaching the Bible lessons. I was able to lead a couple of children to Christ. That was just really cool to see.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. Anything else that you would share that you've seen? I guess I haven't asked you this question. I'm your own mom. So have you seen God work in your life this summer, both in you and through you?
Yeah, adding on to what Hannah said, like when the kids, when they respond to the Bible lesson that you teach and they come back there for counseling, and I've had some this summer, they were ready and they believed on Jesus and accepted him right there. Mm-hmm. And that was really cool to just see them like actually like understand it like that, like right before your eyes, just like believing for the first time. And it also helps that like in the training that we received during training school, like we already know about the Bible lessons, but they gave us like we had an in-depth Bible study on each and every one of the Bible lessons we taught. So like being able to know like the context of each of those lessons really helps to just like have a better understanding of what you're actually teaching the kids.
Okay.
So you can learn more yourself.
And one last question, and this is for you, Violet. If someone's out there listening, our radio audience, and you know, maybe they're a parent or they have teenagers in the home or high school age or so forth, and they're thinking about this opportunity like you guys do, what would you say to that parent or maybe a young person that's listening is why maybe they should consider serving with CEF next summer?
Personally, I think it's always really fun with the kids, just meeting a bunch of different kids and having a fun time with them. But it's also great to see the Lord move through yourself and into the kids and see the kids grow, even just throughout the 5 days we see them.
And it's way better than just sitting at home and just playing video games all summer long, right?
Yes.
But no, seriously, it's serving the Lord, right? You know, you guys are doing what you're doing because you're doing it for the Lord. So again, I just want to thank Violet, Hannah, and Samuel. Thank you for what you're doing. And these are just part of our team. We actually have 9 summer missionaries that serve out of the state office, but these are our returning summer missionaries. And we really appreciate the leadership that they bring as they go out and they teach clubs all summer long. And so for our radio audience, I just want to ask you to pray for them because they have a couple more weeks yet to go, and we want to finish strong, but ultimately we want in everything we say and everything we do, we want to glorify the Lord, and we want to share the gospel with children because that's why each one of them are here. They're here to share the good news of Jesus with the children. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.